100. We'll do the whole chapter, all five verses. Psalm 100. The superscription labels this as a psalm of thanksgiving, or perhaps a psalm of praise is another way that the word for thanksgiving could be interpreted there. Psalm 100, let's read through the text and then we will pray and get started. Shout triumphantly to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Acknowledge that Yahweh is God. He made us, and we are His. His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. For Yahweh is good, and His love is eternal. His faithfulness endures through all generations. Let's pray. God, we come to You and we thank You for these words. We thank You for these good songs that we get to sing. And I pray, dear Lord, that we would praise You and that we would thank You, that we would not ever forget Your eternal love and Your enduring faithfulness, dear Lord. I pray, God, that You just be with us in these few minutes, that Your Holy Spirit would be among us, that You would help me to preach and teach in a way that brings glory to You, that we can leave here tonight rejoicing in You, dear Lord, just as the song we just sung, the psalm we just read, dear Lord, that we would be those who rejoice in You in that way. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, as you could tell from the last song that we just sang, it's pulled very closely from Psalm 100. You see a lot of that same language. Serve the Lord with gladness, enter His courts with praise. It's just a psalm of thanksgiving and praise. But there's also a call to action there. And that call to action is not just to praise the Lord, but to serve the Lord. And this is something that we see in Scripture that God calls us to, is He calls us to serve Him. Well, how do we serve the Lord? Well, I think that the way that we serve the Lord is by serving others. It's not that there are things that God is right before us and we do things for God, but we do things for God by doing things for others. And Jesus is our example of that. Now, it's getting close to the Easter season, and maybe with Easter approaching, you're reading some of those stories and some of those chapters about Jesus and that last little bit of time. And if you do, you'll remember right before Jesus went and was nailed on the cross that He had that last supper with His disciples. And you may remember that He began to wash their feet, that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, knelt down and did the job of a servant. A servant is one who serves others. A servant is one who considers others as more important than themselves. Now that's a pretty crazy thing for us to think about. That a servant is one who considers others more important than themselves, and that Jesus Christ said, "I did not come to be served, but to be a servant of all." Now, He is the Son of God, but He considered it more important to serve us by giving His life on the cross so that our sins could be forgiven than for Him to live in comfort and to live pain-free and to live free of suffering. Instead, He subjected Himself to the suffering and the pain and even doing the dirtiest work. Jesus always did the dirty work, so to speak. Jesus did not just sit on a gold throne in the middle of Jerusalem and bark out orders. Jesus was always boots on the ground. It ain't no telling how many miles that Jesus and the disciples that followed Him and all those that came after, there's no telling how many miles that they covered day after day. Jesus didn't just say, "Here's how you need to do it." Jesus actively went out into the community among the people, and He fed them, and He healed them, and He had compassion on them, and He even washed their feet. And this is our example. So when we see calls like this in Scripture to serve the Lord with gladness, one, are we serving the Lord at all? And two, are we doing it with gladness? Sometimes we can do the right thing, but do it with the wrong heart. I think it's possible for that to be the case. And it's always better to do the right thing than to not do the right thing. But even better than that is to do the right thing with the right heart and to serve the Lord with gladness and not begrudgingly. Not like, oh, I feel like this is what I need to do, but I don't really want to do it. Well, I would never say just don't do it. I would say ask God to help your heart to change so that you would be one who serves the Lord with gladness. And so maybe this call to serve the Lord with gladness today as we come and as we sing these songs and we look at His Word and we praise Him, maybe this call of service today is something we need to reflect on, and we need to ask ourselves and examine our life and say, am I serving the Lord? Am I willing to do the dirty work? Am I willing to go and reach the people that nobody else wants to have anything to do with? That's what we see in Scripture, that Jesus associates with the sinners and the people that the other religious people didn't want to have anything to do with. And they even call Jesus out. How dare you associate with the sinners and the tax collectors, those evil people? How dare you do that dirty work? Jesus, you shouldn't be washing my feet. But yet Jesus said, I have to do this. And Jesus was showing us an example of what it means to serve. And He continued that example until He died on the cross. And that's the example that we are called to follow. So what of us today? Do we look more like Jesus, or do we look more like the people who nailed Jesus to the cross? Because the people who nailed Jesus to the cross were not really those who were interested in serving the Lord with gladness. They were not interested in doing the dirty work. They were interested in doing the things that they wanted to do. They were interested in being put on a pedestal. They were interested on people looking at them and saying, oh, you are so holy. But what Jesus says, it's not about people looking to you. It's not about you looking as though you are above other people. It is about you humbling yourself to become a servant of all. And so many times there may be people in our life that God puts in our path that we could serve them in some way, that we could help them in some way. And it might not always be easy. It might be scary. And we might have to get our hands dirty. It might be out of our comfort zone. But this is what Jesus calls us to. I suspect that it was a little out of Jesus' comfort zone to be beaten and to be mocked and to be nailed to a cross. And yet He did it because of His love for us. That's our example of service. So next time we have that opportunity to serve and we say, man, God, I'm too scared, or man, this is gonna be too hard for me, or this is gonna put me out of my comfort zone, or whatever excuse we come up with, let us turn our eyes to Jesus so that we can see what it means to serve. Let us ask God to show us the opportunities that we have to serve and the people that we encounter. And when we see those opportunities, let us be those who serve the Lord with gladness. Let's pray. God, we thank You for this beautiful psalm, just this beautiful psalm and the beautiful song that we sang, dear Lord, that just shows us and helps us to see that heart of praise, dear Lord, to praise You with song. And we pray that You would help us to be those who serve You with gladness, that we would always keep our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, dear Lord, that like Him, that we would not be those who seek to be served, but that we would be those who seek to serve others, dear Lord. So I pray that You would help us to see areas of service in our life. Let us not come up with excuses as to why we're too good to serve, or somebody's too bad for us to serve, or it's too hard, or whatever the excuse is, dear Lord. We can come up with them, but none are sufficient. If You give us an opportunity to serve somebody, then I pray that You help us to follow Jesus and do just that. We thank You for Jesus and who He is. We thank You for the love that He has shown for us. I pray that if there are any that are here tonight or listening online that do not know Jesus, I pray tonight, God, that they know that He is a Savior who loves them, who came to bring that compassion and healing and deliverance, to love on us and to serve us. And He has done that in the most perfect way by giving His life on the cross. And I pray that we would come to that realization, accept it, and repent of our sins tonight. And I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.